Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
The Burt Show.
Happy holidays from The Burt Show. Here's a special segment from The Burt Show Youth Group while the oldies are on vacation.
Have you guys done the thing where you actually kind of purge your For You page so that embarrassing things don't come up when you're watching TikToks in front of other people? Should.
I was appalled because the first time I saw anybody do this, I didn't even know you could reset your For You page or your TikTok or your Instagram Explore page. And then when I saw you do that, I thought men are diabolical because I feel like this has gone down in the male group chats where it's like, if you don't want your girl to know that you're looking at Mia Khalifa edits or whatever, or just, you know, Instagram edits of Chris Hemsworth sweating, you can reset your entire Explore page so they don't know what you're getting into.
Nobody's looking at Mia Khalifa.
Oh my God.
Speak for yourself. Yeah.
Well, I'm a bad social media producer because I had no idea you could reset, but my For You page, I built it brick by brick. I cannot get rid of this now. No one can see it. No one's allowed to go on my TikTok, but that is mine forever.
Which is why I didn't reset mine completely because, again, I completely agree. My For You page, my algorithm is carefully catered and curated towards my likings. But when I was a single person, obviously there were more thirst traps than when I was in a relationship. And when I realized that my girlfriend and I would be laying there watching TikTok together, some inappropriate things can come up and I never wanted them to. And so instead of resetting my entire algorithm, men, guys out there, if you guys want to do this, you can actually just hold down on the video and say not interested and it'll stop feeding you that type of content.
In my experience, I feel like the not interested has never gotten them off my For You page. I'll see something that just sends me into a spiral and I slam that button down. I'm like, no, thank you. And yet there they are 10 minutes later on my FYP.
You have to retrain the algorithm. So it's something that you have to be very proactive about. Anytime that type of video comes up, you just have to keep doing it. And eventually it really does clean up your page.
I still get those freaking alpha wolf weird romance ads every time I scroll like 5 times on my TikTok and they pop up and they are so strange and seductive. And it's ever since Abby talked about the weird alpha stories on TikTok, they won't go away.
That's on you. The For You page at this point is just serving you what you're looking at, because I have not seen those alpha wolf edits in a hot second. Now, there was a brief amount of time where I was getting, it was kind of the same thing where they're like those short dramas where it's like the billionaire has to knock up his assistant in order to get his inheritance, and then I just trained my algorithm to not put it on anymore and they're gone.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest, I think I've completely ruined my, like, I used to be able to recover my algorithm and like get back to a good spot. I ruined it so bad I had to delete TikTok the other day. I don't have it anymore.
Wait, what?
It's been like a week and a half without TikTok. It was just too far gone. I couldn't do anything about it.
What,
like,
were you watching?
What are they? Yeah.
I used to play this game. When, like you were saying, you're lying in bed and you're scrolling through TikTok. And it's like, if I can get through 6 TikToks without something incriminating popping up,
oh,
then I'm good.
God.
But it just got to a point where it's like, I just got to get rid of this. It's not good.
I just need to know, like, what are the things that are in your algorithms that is making you guys feel like you need to reset
it's like thirst traps. Like, you know, if I'm watching TikTok with my girlfriend, I don't want some half-naked girl dancing to the Renegade for the 5,000th time on my For You page, you know? Like, that's just not it.
It's so easy to get in trouble that way.
Exactly. Really? So, Mikey, you were talking about how there's a trend going on to, like, actually get their guys caught looking at these?
So, I actually survived this one the other day. She said, do you know Cooking with Kaya? I said, what is Cooking with Kaya? And so, I actually got off on this one, but...
This is a family show.
But apparently this is a big thing right now where, like, you can look it up on TikTok. Girlfriends asking their boyfriends, do you know Cooking with Kaya? And it's just very incriminating because it's a girl just cooking, but it's not about the cooking.
What's the gotcha? Like,
she's throwing that thing in a circle a few times.
Let me pull it up.
Their boyfriends should not be looking at Cooking with Kaya, apparently. I still haven't seen it.
Allegedly.
Kaya is throwing that thing in many shapes.
Is that the woman who just did a segment with DDG?
where allegedly he paid her $4,000 or $10,000 an hour to come and cook and do a segment with him.
Yeah.
$4,000 an hour?
He was twerking more than her, though.
So her at is at Cooking with Kaya, K-Y-A, and her bio says, cook for your man or I'll have to, kissy face.
She knows exactly what she's doing.
She ate with that one, not gonna lie. This food looks bussin' though.
This has been a common trend on TikTok, though, where especially there's certain songs that'll go viral, and the only point of the song is for girls to like be twerking to the song or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so girls, to try and catch their mans, they'll play the song out loud and they'll see like if their head perks up. Yeah. And so they'll secretly be recording their guy while they're doing it. And I'm sure that's gotten a lot of people in trouble.
It's also funny to do it in reverse whenever the guy just plays the sound and she like just something triggers in her head that just makes her freak out.
Dude, all I'm saying is you go looking for trouble, you're going to find it.
Well, yeah. Okay, let me ask you this. Whenever you search something on TikTok, like, I search something. The first two videos is what I searched, and then it's just...
What are you searching?
It's just not... You can search any... You can look pile of sticks, and then four videos down and 100 videos after that
it's
just...
It's a pile of sticks?
No.
Wait. Are you all noticing the same common situation here that I'm noticing with these algorithms?
Two men.
Exactly. Thank you, Amber. It's the problem with the two men. So here's come on now.
Okay, I haven't had an actual designated thirst trap on my page in literally over a year, okay? But if I go and look up BMW 3 Series interior, the first two videos will be exactly that, and then all of the other recommended ones are obscene thirst traps.
I haven't had any bad videos on my feed in like a week and a half. I promise you. I promise. I could re-download it right now and look up lipstick, whatever, and it's just going to be bad immediately.
So I just Googled what you said about a minute ago, pile of sticks, and you said after the first couple of videos, it's going to turn into something nasty. So let's start with Mrs. Claire Hoops Crafts and something else. It's too short. So she's making a pile of sticks.
No, just skip the ones with the pile of sticks.
We're not interested in the pile of sticks, Abby.
No, Noah Khan is the third one. Vermont.
Just get out of there. Just scroll down.
I'm scrolling. Look, okay, cheese sticks, triple dipper from...
Oh, that girl. No, she's being sensual.
No!
That was sensual. Okay, she had cheese running out of her mouth.
I found the problem. It's not the content. It's just men objectifying women. Oh. Because you're saying that this is sensual. We're looking at the same video. I'm just seeing a girl enjoying her cheese platter.
No, that's mostly a joke. It gets bad. Jackson, try it.
I really am, and I swear this has been happening so much because I see videos that get put on my page that are like, have you guys just looked up? And then they'll say some completely innocuous thing like water.
Like grass was a big one.
Yeah, and then you look it up and it's been thirst traps like the entire time. Let's do grass.
Well, I have a chinchilla holding sticks, so really it's y'all's FYP.
That's pretty good.
I want you guys to look. This is what happens when I looked up grass.
Yep.
There's a lot of ladies.
It's just boobies.
It's all butts and boobs.
Well, the algorithm knows what you're looking for.
I'm telling you, I've cleaned up my
act. I just looked up beer, and the very first video was a lady opening up a beer bottle with her butt.
Well, that's beer.
Yeah.
It's anything for us.
For y'all.
Well, now I have a new theory based off of what Amber just said. It's actually based on those who just like women.
Katie, we got to try you next.
Yeah, what's yours look like?
Well, my algorithm keeps feeding me ads for Blue Chew, so maybe that's the most telling of the book.
The Burt Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.